of fame. On my mind, trying to be the greatest of all time and say it's all God. Yeah. I've been grinding all day.
Hello, and welcome to the Bro Roots Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by the Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed. Can you?
No. Oh. Physically impossible for me. Don't know how you do that, but it's pretty cool.
I know, I'm pretty skilled.
If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments we're about to go through, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com. Okay, now it's time for this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is ephemeral. Ephemeral is an adjective and is spelled E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L. And it means lasting for only a short time. Dan, what's this mean to you?
Well, it means that our producer slash director is going to be lasting behind us for a long time.
Yeah, the producer slash director was dancing in the background, and it was not helping. Oh, he's back. Okay. Dan, what does it mean to you?
Well, can you read me the definition again?
You're too busy focusing on the dancing.
Yes.
It means lasting for only a short time. So what's anything that you know that is ephemeral?
Well, something that is very ephemeral is whenever you're eating something very sweet that you like, it's always going to be short. Or your favorite TV show, when you're watching it, it's always going to be short. Then when you have that bad TV show that you watch, it's just like so long. So yeah, that's ephemeral.
Explained by Dave himself. Great explanation there. Now it's time for this week's climate change activist, which Dayton has for us.
Okay. I'm getting a call in. Okay. The environmentalist is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Yeah. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Julia Lorraine Hill is an American environmental activist and tax redirection advocate. She is best known for having lived in a 180-foot tall, roughly 1,500-year-old California redwood tree for 738 days between December 10th and December 10th, 1997 and December 18th, 1999. So she lived in a tree for 2 years.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yep.
Did you have like a house, or was she just like chilling in up there with the monkeys?
Chilling up there with the fam, the monkeys. I don't know how the monkeys got to California, but it's okay.
So up there with the monkeys in the tree, you know. I don't know why she was up there, but
yeah,
she
it's kind of confusing. I don't know why. Clearly,
she was doing something up there
for
research purposes.
2 years, research purposes.
Okay. Anyway, it's time for this week's this or that question, which is today brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland.
Yeah.
That's the sound you'll make when you get your hair finished at The Hair Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's this or that question. So, Dayton, would you rather... Here, we have two. Would you rather receive a email or a letter?
Well, I would like to receive a letter because you have that fun part of opening it, and then you get an email and you just click a button.
Okay.
Like, we have 12 here.
Thanks for sending us in emails, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Now it's time for my choice, which is... Of course, gonna have to be letter. I mean, email.
Hey, email, you can't take my choice.
Because you took letter. So the reason I choose email is because it's instant. It's just like that. Like, if you're getting some information, like the producer slash director is coming up behind you dancing, you couldn't get in a letter because it would be too late.
No, what is?
And that's why I choose email. So Dayton, the second question is: would you rather send an email or letter? The first question was, would you rather receive?
Sir, I would like to send a letter because it's better and funner to do.
It's funner to do? What do you mean it's funner to do?
I would not want to send... Okay, so you can draw anything you want on a letter, but then on email, you can, like, put stuff on your computer so you can type emojis. Or if you have one of those Microsoft tablets, you can maybe get lucky when you're sending an email.
So,
but your drawings won't be as pristine.
So the reason that you choose letter is for both. First time was because I chose it for both. The first time it was because it was fun, and it's fun to open. And the second time,
it's fun was, and it's fun to write.
And the second time is because it's fun.
The only word in my vocabulary is fun.
And I guess I choose email again. The reason it's better to send the email is because you can relay information faster, so that's why I choose email.
What happens if you have, like, a horrible email and it takes, like, 3 days just for the person to receive the email, or they never receive it and you don't know?
What if the mailman destroys your letter and they never get your letter?
What kind of mean mailman do you have?
I ripped it to me because I don't want the other person to get it. I mean, you never know. Maybe the Grinch needs a job.
What the heck?
I don't know where this is going.
Why is the Grinch... Never mind.
It's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton has for us.
The book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. In this inspiring collection of original poetry, NFL wide receiver Tyler Lockett, who plays for the Seahawks, deftly weaves words and thoughts and images as smoothly as he makes remarkable catches, as he is a poet in his new book, Reflection.
Okay. So, anyway, that information from Recommendation Dayton.
Yeah.
Recommendation Dayton, that doesn't rhyme.
Death.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure you didn't write that.
Yeah, I did. Amazon Books wrote it for me.
Anyway, now it's time for this week's climate fact.
Oh, no.
This week's climate fact is, conserving ecosystems is often more cost-efficient than human-made interventions. In the Maldives, building a seawall for coastal protection costs about $2.2 billion. Even after 10 years of maintenance costs, it is still 4 times cheaper to preserve the natural reef.
First of all, why are you building an ocean wall?
Save the ocean.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Okay, is that all you have to comment on?
Yeah. Okay. Ocean wall.
Does the ocean wall intrigued you?
Yep.
Anyway, now it's, as we get into the end of this week's podcast, it's time for the random act of kindness quote that Easy says sometimes, but
here,
he didn't make
phone.
Up.
I think it's on the phone.
No, it's not on the phone. Put the phone down. Oh, he didn't make up, dead. But he says sometimes. Okay, here it is. Said by Roy T. Bennett.
Yep.
Life becomes easier and more beautiful when we can see the good in other people.
Yes, it is.
Said by Roy T. Bennett.
Roy T. Bennett!
Okay.
Roy T. Bennett.
Roy T. Bennett?
Roy T. Bennett.
Okay. Clearly you're commenting on his name, but not the quote. So, Dane, what do you think of the quote?
Oh, what's the
no,
quote?
Okay. Life becomes easier and more beautiful when we can see the good in other people.
Well, if you can see the good, life's good. Said by Roy T. Bennett.
That's not what he said.
Dayton T. Bruh.
Dayton T. Bruh.
Dayton T. Bruh.
Dayton T. Bruh.
Dayton the Zebra.
Dayton.
Okay, moving on. You can send us in other stuff by Dayton T. Bruh, if that's actually a person, by contacting us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Yep.
And you can win lots of cool prizes, like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Men's Less Woman handbags.
Chill out.
Roy T. Bennett told me to do that.
Okay. And much more. Okay, now it's time to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Listeners. It's whatever. They're both going to get shout-outs. You guys are all going to get shout-outs in the end. Whatever, it's fine.
Van Turner, who's number 22 for the Queens College basketball team. They won 80-78 today versus UNC Pembroke.
And Jachai Taylor, who is number 23 on Queens College basketball.
Pastor Kate Murphy. Yeah. who is the pastor at the Grove Presbyterian Church.
And we'd like to thank her for, for coming to a recent senior meal that we had for the seniors, senior citizens, and she helped them out. She was really good there, and thanks for that.
Thank you.
Oh, and recently Van Turner and Jachai Taylor played a game versus UNC Pembroke, and they won 80-78.
And we were at the game, yay!
And that's why they're getting shout-outs.
Yep.
If you want us to come to your game, we probably won't, but it's fine. Now time to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer, slash director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Hall of Fame by Swoop.
Our team loves Ash Cutie B. Murray and our therapy dog Petey, because what we do without therapy dog? Nothing. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Swoop, goodbye, folks.
And remember, our brothers, bro, we're raw. We won't even come to your games.
Yeah, we're raw.
I've been grinding all day and all night. Hall of Fame. On my mind, trying to be the greatest of all time, and say it's all God. Yeah. I've been grinding all day and all night. Hall of Fame, on my mind, trying to be the greatest of all time, and say it's all God. That's all. I'm not stopping till my mama calling, bruh, telling me she proud of us. Homie saying, yo, your Twitter follower count is up. At your show, they got their hands up like you say you got a gun. God is how you got it done. This the God that got a son. And I want the doubters listening to this tape saying,
this is Bra versus Bro.